So Matt, so kind of like a sleeper, well, not really, because you have had your EWS podiums before, but kind of a sleeper result coming off, taking a whole week off, not racing Innsbruck because of your shoulder.
Yeah, well, I essentially took a whole year off, so, you know, rest is key. Yeah, I came in super fresh, way fresher than anyone, so I think that played into my favour.
How did stage three go, in the, if that's the case?
Terrible. Yeah. That was my worst one of the day. I was 12th on that or something, so hopefully they cut that one. So, yeah, we'll see how we go for the next one.
Did you surprise yourself, or did you just feel good? Because you attacked on stage one, and or, like, how did this week go for you?
Kind of just eased my way into it, because everyone really didn't know what to expect, just like didn't have any expectations for today besides finish, and then when the results started rolling in, it was like, ooh, pleasantly surprised. And yeah,
so when you do skip a year because you were injured last year, how did you get the right pace on stage one? Is that just you felt comfortable riding that pace right off the go?
To be honest, I thought stage one I rode terribly.
And then the fifth and the fifth,
yeah, and then when the result came in, I was like, okay, maybe I'm not riding terribly. It's just one of those things, like, you hop back on your bike, and if you're feeling good, you ride good.
And your bikes don't have their sleeping bags on anymore, so I guess the new bike has something to do with this?
Yeah, it was allowed to breathe finally, and it was breathing good, so I'm happy.
And good to pip the enduro specialist, old Eddie Masters.
Yeah, he had a bit of an unfortunate day, so I don't know, it swings and roundabouts, he'll probably get me on the next one.
Oh yeah, now he's a Daniel, okay. Back to good results at Daniel.